Today, we will answer a question about two misunderstood modal verbs. Modal verbs are helping verbs. They help us express things like necessity, permission, ability, and possibility. For example, I can bring the bag tomorrow uses the modal verb can to express ability. Now, here is our question.
Hi, can you tell me the difference between must and have to?
Hello, Manuel. Thanks for writing. The modal verbs must and have to are very close in meaning. They both express a requirement or need to do something. First, let me tell you what grammar books say about these verbs. Then, I will tell you how we really use them. Grammar books say that must expresses that the speaker has decided that something is a requirement or necessity. And have to expresses that someone else has made something a requirement or necessity. An example would be a rule or law. But in the real world, we do not often separate the meanings this way. We use both modals to express that something is required or necessary.
I must, I have to, go to the doctor today.
Is a rule or law.
We have to, we must, pay off the loan by December.
Is very probable.
You have not slept since yesterday? You must, you have to, be tired.
Or to say that someone should do something.
You must, you have to, watch this show. It's so funny.
However, when speaking American English, we usually only use must to say that something is very likely. For all other meanings, it usually sounds too formal or official. And Americans rarely use must in questions except when criticizing someone.
Must you chew so loud?
And here is something to watch for. The negative forms of must and have to have completely different meanings. We use the negative of have to when something is not required or necessary.
You don't have to wash the dishes. I'll wash them.
But must not or mustn't means that something is banned or not permitted.